Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance, reminding you that when you adopt a shelter pet, you discover all the things that make them unique. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Aloha Restoration.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
Dan Bernstein.
Sucking the joy out of sports.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. A happy, sunny Thursday to you. We're going to start talking a little football, transition into some baseball. Cody Decker, who's always a delight, he of Radio.com Sports, the former MLBer, now with the Swings and Misses podcast, he's doing something absolutely hilarious to pass the time out at his home in Santa Monica, involving his dad and movies and way too much alcohol, and it's made for some appointment viewing. We've got the Midday Midway. It's a special version of the Midday Midway today. We've got an audio that you're not going to forget. You may have trouble erasing it from your memory, but it's a really, really good thing. That's at 10:40. We're going to mess with Ian Happ of Cubs. The Cubs outfielder will join us at 11. He's the host of the Compound podcast. And they did some things on the most recent episode that need to be sort of unwound and discussed. And we'll talk to him, talk a little baseball with him. Also, Len Casper is going to check in at 11:40. There are leagues planning things, as we have discussed. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You can email us. Just email Bernstein at 670thescore.com. The text zone is available at 67011. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text the text zone, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. You got to download the radio.com app. That'll help you stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Ray Diaz, the executioner, is the man on the board doing what he does. So if you're listening to The Score tonight, and I assume you will be, Bears All Access is going to start at 6. And then at 6:30, that is when individual teams are allowed to release their respective NFL schedules, because the NFL said that they are going to release it at 7 o'clock Central Daylight Time, but they're telling teams that they can release their own a half hour ahead of that. So we'll know it piecemeal and through social media as it's all happening in these various markets. And it's weird. And we've talked about how weird it is because they're making a big deal out of what's usually a big deal. You know what we do when the schedule is released for the Bears. All of our the Bears pundits immediately have to say win, loss, win, win, loss, loss, win, loss, win, loss, 8-8. And you go through the whole thing and we do it and it's stupid, but we do it because you're just asked to do it even though it's nearly impossible. Generally, even in a regular, normal season, it's impossible because you don't know who on what team is going to be hurt by the end of exhibition games. We don't even know if any one of these games is actually going to be played, despite how puffy-chested the league has been and despite them been demanding that everything happen. This isn't a draft. This isn't a virtual draft. It's very, very different from the things that they have been able because this means people actually fly places. This means gathering people together. It's one thing to say you're going to do this. You can't play games from home. You can't do it that way. So this is going to be the real test here. Reading what was put out there by Mike Florio saying that if we see interconference games early in the season, at the first 4 weeks, if we see that that's interconference, not divisional games, conference games, that's an indication, that is an admission on the part of the league that those games could easily be canceled. Because then you allow the closer to home stuff, your conference and your divisional games, to more fairly perhaps decide any playoff participants, if even there's a season after that. But there's another aspect to this that I think I'm just going to put it out there, and I'll need your help with it, because I think we've been looking at this in different ways. When we say, do you want to go to a game? Because the public has a say in this. I mean, with any of these supposed reopenings, anybody can declare something open. This freaking idiot convention is open. You can do that, but you can't make people leave their home. You can't make people go sit in a restaurant. You can't make somebody go to a movie. You can't make somebody go get their hair cut. And individuals who understand certain risks are going to weigh those risks when they make some of these decisions. Same goes, obviously, for sporting events. And I think it misses the point to ask this question, do you want to go to a Bears game? Because my answer is always, hell no. It's a nightmare. Going to an NFL game is a complete nightmare. It's unbelievably expensive. It's your entire day. And it's a way worse viewing experience than viewing it from your television with your beer and your chips and, most importantly, your bathroom right there. Because it keeps you from being around other people, generally. And that many and packed in and having to, and just the expense of it is just ungodly unless you have all the money in the world or unless someone's given you the tickets and you can sit in some sort of climate controlled booth and approximate the TV viewing experience while at the game, like you're sitting next to the owner or something. You know, that's great. That's fine. But actually going to a game, I was on the no thank you, not interested side of this. And like I say, I have not been to an NFL game since I stopped covering them. I think the last game I covered was in 1998. So it's been 22 years and I have not taken my son to a game, have not been to a game. So that was easily a no. So that's going to change now. But I don't really think the question is, do you want to go to a game? Because let's face it, when NFL tickets go on sale, and that will be tonight, that the Bears will be putting tickets on sale, single game tickets are on sale at 8 o'clock tonight through Ticketmaster. And now you've got the story of the market. Now you've got the speculative economics of this. And I am not going to pretend that I know much about it. But here's where I'm really interested. It isn't about, do I want to go to a game for a lot of people? It's, do I want to buy the tickets knowing enough other people might want to go to a game or knowing there's even going to be a game that there's some return on an investment? These are a commodity. This is a commodity that's going to go on sale at 8 o'clock tonight. And not all teams, we should note, not all teams are going to be selling tickets tonight. Because the Jets have already announced that not only are they allowing season ticket holders to defer their payments until June, they are not going to sell single game tickets yet. There are teams like the Bears that are 8 o'clock tonight immediately going to do this. So there is a real question as to what's going on with some of these changing conditions, and that's what the Jets said in their statement. They said, given the changing conditions surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, individual game tickets will not go on sale when the schedule is released. They said, we believe this is the prudent thing to do in order to provide the best experience and service for our fans at this time. We will inform you of the official individual ticket on sale date for the season, as well as any other updates as they become available. And it may just be that the Jets are betting on once they went on sale, they're thinking then they would have to go through a complicated and difficult, time-consuming, expensive refund process. So you can say, all right, great, they can hang on to the money and roll all the interest. What interest? We're close to negative interest rates. It's not like they're going there, they're buying CDs. The interest on even that many thousands of dollars right now is kind of pennies. So I'm genuinely curious. 312-644-6767. If you know more than I know about some of this stuff, about how this works, we're going to put a Twitter poll up, and I think, in fact, we just did, that asking about your desire to go. So, Jay, tell me exactly how you phrased this. Here I see it. Will you buy Bears NFL tickets for the upcoming season? And it could be buying for you to actually go or buying for you to resell, right?
Yeah, it's basically, with the character limit, it's hard to put into detail everything that you sort of set up there. But just very basically, for any reason, are you going to try to go to a game? Are you going to try to resell them? Whatever. Will you be buying tickets for the upcoming season? I think that's the simplest way to ask it.
Because I think that accounts for everything. I guess that really ultimately is the question, is there a market? Do you think that there's going to be enough possibility of a season? We have no idea if these theoretical tickets, if whatever you want to call it, that piece of paper that you're going to buy, if it has any value at all. The risk in this, the uncertainty, the risk we don't know the value of that ticket. And what do we know about markets? Markets hate uncertainty. So I'm wondering, there might just be crickets. Okay, tickets are on sale. Go. Light them up. First of all, the amount of disposable income that people have, that everybody that's taken pay cuts and everything, all the haircuts that are out there. It's the only kind of haircut you can get. It's the one off the top of your paycheck. But I don't think people necessarily would otherwise who would say, yeah, we usually do these tickets. So I've done tickets every year. Or I've done a small package of tickets. Maybe for some people, it's their first ever opportunity to get in on a regular season Bears ticket instead of having somebody at work open a desk and pull out the last exhibition game for you. It's fascinating to me how this is going to work. This is Tony in Downers Grove, and he's on the Score. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, Dan, I don't think it's that big of a deal because let's say football does play, which I hope they do, but a good portion of revenue is going to come from TV. And so, yeah, there's a risk. We don't know what it's going to be. We're going to find out. It may be more than what you're speculating. But the other thing is, in Illinois, for instance, even if the Bears can play, well, I don't think they're going to play at Soldier Field, not the way Pritzker has things lined up. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I haven't heard any other possibility for the Bears. If they play, they're going to play in their stadium.
Well, how are they going to play in their stadium? Well, it would be an empty stadium then. Based on the guidelines that Pritzker's put out, I don't see how you're going to have thousands of people in the stadium come September.
I don't either. I don't think there's going to be fans. I don't think you can play in front of fans.
Well, that's a, then the ticket question then becomes kind of moot, doesn't it? I mean,
well, that's exactly my point. That's what I'm saying. Who's buying that ticket? That ticket goes on sale. That ticket may be valueless.
Well, that's true. Dan, I agree with you on something. Pretty good. Thanks.
I'm not quite sure on what you agree with me, but that was the if you're agreeing the fact that that ticket has risk, yes. And you started your call by saying you think the NFL is going back to playing. I'm not so sure that's the case in front of fans. That it may be on the outside edges of reason and possibility, because it seems like the NFL is just deciding to do this, and baseball the same, while paying lip service to, science and medicine and testing and all that. Sure, we got to do all that, but we're going to play because we just say we're going to play. And that question remains then, how are you going to manage your desire to go see a game with the risk to potentially to you or to your family? And the Bears are not are they saying what the refund policy would be ahead of time? Because I haven't seen that there is the only league rule that I've seen, and this is in the Tribune right here, this is Brad Biggs, who says, will fans be able to attend games? Will the season begin on time? The league informed teams that refunds or credits must be made for any games that are not played. No matter how much you want to have that money in someone else's hands rather than having it in your hands. So it's really interesting stuff on the part of that secondary market of people that normally would say, oh yeah, no matter what, I can buy tickets, and it's certainly not going to... there's no downside for me to own these things in case they become valuable. So we'll see. I don't know if people then want to try to navigate the refund process in all that. I want to know what you think. 312-644-6767. I love the fact that even in regular years on schedule release day, even in regular years, I've been making fun of this forever, that tomorrow morning we'd pick up the paper, we'd open it up, and even after it comes out tonight, we click on all the Twitter accounts of the people we follow. Here's the Bears' projected record based on the schedule as we know it. And it's always a fool's errand, and no more perhaps ever, even going forward, than it would be in this season. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you're listening to Sports Radio 670, The Score.
NFL football fans, let The Score hook you up while you're keeping safe at home as we air NFL Classics featuring some of the biggest games in NFL history.
Tonight, starting at 7, don't miss our Bears schedule release special with Mark Grody and Chris Emma. Then at 8, join us for the AFC Divisional game from January 12, 2013 with the Ravens versus the Broncos. Starts tonight at 7 with the Bears schedule release special
on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, a production of Westwood One Sports.
The NFL schedule release on The Score will be brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
This is Boomer Esiason with a Radio.com Sports Minute. And today's birthday shout-out goes to Redskin quarterback Alex Smith. Anyone who watched the recent ESPN Project 11 documentary has to be rooting for Smith to fulfill his dream of returning to play football. The 49ers overall number one pick back in the 2005 draft. Out of Utah, Smith eventually lost his starting job to injury and had to watch from the sidelines as Colin Kaepernick led San Francisco to Super Bowl 47. Then he helped restore a downtrodden Kansas City franchise to respectability under Andy Reid, only to be replaced by Patrick Mahomes. Finally, just as he was starting to turn things around for the Washington Redskins, he suffered that devastating broken leg on November 18, 2018, an injury that almost cost him his limb and even his life due to infection. 17 surgeries later, folks, Smith remains remarkably resilient and optimistic. He has a heart of a lion. So happy 36th birthday, Alex. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. When you need professional building materials in a hurry, the Home Depot has your back. With a huge selection of pro-grade building materials from the brands you trust. Lumber, roofing, concrete, and insulation. No matter what you need, all you have to do is ask. You can even get job lot quantities of work materials sent right where you need them with job site delivery. Exactly what you need, when and where you need it. The best jobs start at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores.
Phone after 35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within two bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
We've got a little bit of breaking news. We have a leak of the NFL schedule that includes a list of Bears games. We will have those Bears game dates for you in 2 minutes on The Score.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the host of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission, and it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Each of us has a purpose. We are destined to do something meaningful, not only to support our loved ones, but to positively impact our communities throughout the country. What do you think a private Christian education looks like? Grand Canyon University offers over 175 high-quality online programs across 9 colleges. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Go Bears!
Mentioned we had a little bit of breaking news here on Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. Dan Bernstein with you, 9 to noon, live and local, Monday through Friday. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference podcast series. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. Look at the intrepid reporting of none other than Score Afternoon co-host Danny Parkins. This is on Danny's Twitter account as he is getting NFL schedule leaks. The Bears, according to Danny Parkins, week 1 at Detroit. Week 5, a Thursday night game at home against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Week 7, Monday Night Football at the Rams. Week 10, Monday Night Football at home against the Vikings. They will be playing the Sunday Night Football game Thanksgiving weekend. So the Sunday after Thanksgiving, they will be at Green Bay. And Week 17 is Green Bay at home. So, what do we learn from this? The fact that there is a divisional game to open the season flies in the face of rampant and widespread speculation that they would be pushing divisional games until later with the acknowledgement of the possibility that some of these games would be postponed. This is not that. This is very, very much not that, to open with a divisional game. So that sort of blows that idea right out of the water right away. And then we've been asking, what are you going to do? Are you going to commit when the Bears start selling tickets, even though they say there are going to be refunds possible? Because here's why, and this is what's coming in on the text line, in the text zone at the moment. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. See, Ticketmaster keeps changing their refund or credit policy. You are not likely to get a refund. They keep your money if the event is to be rescheduled. The 630 texter says, they've got my money for 6 concerts and 2 comedy shows. And the 630 here says, I'm in the process of trying to get money back right now for canceled prom dresses, a canceled spring break family vacation, the airline company at least 50 days behind the original 30 to 60 days, and a postponed concert. It is nearly impossible to get answers from Ticketmaster. He said, I would never send any team money for something that has a likelihood of being canceled just to jump through hoops to try to get my money back. By the way, let me know if you need any prom dresses. That's Tom and Glen Ellen. Well, Tom, thankfully, I do not need any prom dresses, although it would maybe give me something to do if I could do a TikTok modeling them around the house. But that is a truth that will always hold, is it's very easy to have somebody take your money, but clawing it back is usually a nightmare. When they tell you that you can, and then you have to fill out this form, and you have to have this proof of this, and this proof of that, and then you have to wait, and then it goes into somebody's outbox, and then the inbox to go to the next outbox, and then maybe finally you get pennies on the dollar of some of your money back. And that's why they make it sound so easy that they can just commit to something like this and say, oh, sure, full refunds or full credits. We'll be able to give this back to you when you buy your Bears tickets speculatively tonight for that week 1, or the week, or the whatever the first home game is. First game, again, scheduled at Detroit. This is according to Danny Parkins. At the Lions week 1, Thursday night against the Buccaneers in week 5. Oof. Monday night football at the Rams on the 7th. Monday night football at home against Minnesota in week 10. And then Sunday night football after Thanksgiving is at Green Bay. Green Bay at home in week 17. Chris in Ukrainian Village, you're on the Score.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say that, you know, you guys on the Score, you know, Jay's podcast, Lawrence podcast, it's a big help, you know, being locked in. So thank you guys so much. I just want to talk a little bit. I've been a Bears fan 50 years now. I've been a Bears fan ticket holder for 20-something years. And, you know, when this whole thing started, the Bears sent out their mailers, you know, pay us for your season tickets, you know, like nothing was going on. And it's been a long line of being kind of tone deaf towards the fan base. And this is just kind of the latest sort of example of that, in my opinion, you know? And like you said, for the last few years, I've just been selling my tickets because the experience is terrible anyway. Between the, like you said, you know, the TV is a much better outlet. You know, TV timeouts, you're sitting in the stadium for an hour just looking around doing nothing because no one's doing anything. I mean, the whole thing is just getting kind of ridiculous. And the only reason I haven't gotten rid of my season tickets yet is because I'm waiting the Bears to get good again so I can sell the seat licenses.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and for me, it broke a long time ago, Chris. It really did. It broke a long time ago. And a lot of it, for me, I said there's one of the worst experiences in the world, is going to a Super Bowl. Literally being in the building for a Super Bowl, you are sitting in the most massive television studio just watching people move stuff around. And there's occasional these staccato bursts of important NFL football that you have to remind yourself is actually going on in front of you because the actual experience is so incredibly tedious. of the amount of time in between everything, the endless halftime that is designed to be consumed on television, and you're basically watching stage crews, and you're sitting in a seat for 4.5 hours watching, just having to remember and remind yourself what's going on and what's important. And I know that's sort of the experience a lot of these NFL games as well. This is a good thought via email from Rudy, who says, I think about the hotels. For example, a town like Green Bay. Sunday night football after Thanksgiving, the Bears are in Green Bay. The schedule release is either a holiday or a nightmare for the two hotels in Green Bay, because as soon as the dates come out, you can barely book a room as far away as Appleton. So I like Wisconsin, but I'm not going to book a hotel room for the weekend for a game that I'm never going to see, let alone whatever deposit you're going to be asked to put down there. And it isn't just hotels anymore. It's now all the Airbnbs, all of your VRBOs, all of those possibilities. And what do you commit? How much of your commitment is real? And then how do you try to get that back? It's half of what we're doing right now. I mean, so many of us who had plans, you know, we were supposed to go to London in June, and dealing with the airlines and getting our miles refunded that we used to get our family tickets there, and the flat that we had rented in London. And God, my wife has spent days tied up on the phone trying to do all this, to choose to add to some of that by now plunking down for tickets and then waiting out all their deadlines. Because, of course, Ticketmaster is going to keep delaying, delaying, delaying. Of course they're going to try to do that, to hang on to the money a little bit longer, because people forget. It's like the gift card scam. Do you ever look at what percentage of gift cards actually get used? Of no matter what it is, if people want to buy you a gift, somebody to Cheesecake Factory or to GameStop or whatever it might be, it's something like less than 50%. Of all gift card value ever gets redeemed, because people just get lazy, they forget, they don't remember where some of this stuff has been committed. And the same thing is going to happen. And especially if it's just a couple of tickets here and there. The piecemealers are where they get you. If somebody has committed thousands and thousands of dollars from their business or a ticket resale business, when they come in and buy up these massive blocks, they're going to be first in line trying to carve back some of their refunds. But these are the moment those phone lines open, I'm going to be immensely curious to see what happens, to see how many people say, yeah, I'm absolutely in for this. I'm going to buy into the mass delusion of everything that's going on and trust that the NFL's stance that the show must go on is for me. And baseball's doing the same thing. But we're starting to hear now, and we're going to play this in just a little bit, but we're starting to hear from baseball players about the questions that they have about being compelled to come back. And some smart players who are involved in the union are discussing some of that. And we're going to do that coming up in just a few minutes. NIU Dave is in Woodridge. He's on the score. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Bernsie, how's it going, man?
Great.
Who's this caller? I think his name was Chris. Stole a lot of my thunder, but I have a couple other points, too. I do love the game day experience. I know you and I could probably argue until the cows come home. The worst part about Soldier Field is getting in and out, but I love the stadium experience. But with respect to this season, and thanks to Lawrence Holmes. Lawrence, if you're out there listening, he railed against the Bears for not really caring about the economic situation when the tickets were due. There was no letter saying, okay, we'll work with you, take your time, you can pay in June, July, whatever. So luckily a friend of mine was able to pay for the tickets. He goes to half the games with me. But here's my concern, Dan. Let's say by some reason the NFL is able to have games and a percentage of people can go to the stadium or something like that happens. I don't know if I trust the Bears or the NFL to respect my worry about safety. If I don't want to go, do I have to eat those tickets? And they say, well, it's on the back of the ticket. The event happened. So how are they going to handle a perceived safety problem if they are able to have the game? And that's my big concern.
Well, I think the answer would be it's whatever their lawyers tell them, because that to me sounds like potential liability, this idea that they're compelling you to risk your health in a certain way. it may depend locally on what we know about the status of any outbreak, about where the curve is. It's a great question, and I don't think it's probably above my pay grade to answer that question about, because the Bears' only concern is going to be, you know, most teams are probably just going to say, you know, screw it, whatever. That you're right. The event happened. You had a ticket to it. And if you didn't feel like you wanted to go, it's no different than saying, I have a ticket to a baseball game and it's cold and I don't want to go, or it might rain. A no-show is a no-show is a no-show. And I don't know if there's some sort of force majeure that changes what happens in the nature of a pandemic, but I guess it's, like you say, it's different for every person, understanding that level of risk. Hey, let's say a person has recovered from COVID, or you've got antibodies, or we learn more, but as long as there's no vaccine, if you say, look, I'm single, I'm not exposing my family, I'm not putting anybody at risk, I've recovered from the disease, I've got antibodies, I just want to go sit and put my feet up and grab a beer and watch a football game. You know, there are going to be people who feel free to do that. But you're right. The Bears have not been as sensitive as they possibly could be. The example is being set by the NFL itself, that just full steam ahead. They are pushing through this because they're the NFL, because they feel that they can do this. A lot of texters talking about their current commitments that they haven't been able to get back. The 630 texter again says, I'm still out cash for a Blackhawks game, a CSO concert, and theater tickets. I'm good on Bears tickets. Another 630, in a busy area code today on the text line, says, I have tickets to Reba, and it's rescheduled for July 24th, and the email says I can get a refund if I do it by June 1st. Yeah, see, like, it's... nothing's ever easy. Nothing's ever unconditional when it comes to getting back what's yours, getting back what you've committed. Once you've put it in someone else's coffers, they are gonna hold it tight and make sure it's not easy for you to get back what you've committed. And that's why I'm wondering, even as we get the excitement of this Bears schedule, and if you're just joining us, Danny Parkins, a Score afternoon co-host of the McNeil and Parkins show, is reporting, is leaking some of the Bears' schedule here. Week 1 at Detroit. Week 5, a Thursday nighter at home against Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Week 7 is a Monday nighter at the Rams. Week 10 is a Monday nighter at home hosting the Vikings. They then will be playing Sunday night football of Thanksgiving weekend at Green Bay and hosting Green Bay at Soldier Field in week 17. Those are the leaks that we have so far. Jay, what's happening in the Twitter poll right now as to whether or not people are going to buy tickets when they go on sale tonight?
Let me pull it up here, Dan. I was not on the page. Hold on. Let me. But by the way, while I'm looking this up, I bought tickets to see Sturgill Simpson, and that concert was officially canceled, and I was refunded pretty quickly from Ticketmaster. For what it's worth, as soon as the event was officially not going to happen at any date, I got my money back pretty quick. So the poll question here, will you buy Bears NFL tickets for the upcoming season? 21.4% say yes, 78.6% say no. Wow. 530 votes so far.
All right, so it's an unscientific poll, but a decent sample size at the moment. What we don't have is any way to compare that to previous years, where it's possible that 75% of poll respondents, even last year, the year before, or 5 years ago, weren't interested in buying Bears tickets. So it's hard to derive meaning from it, but it's an interesting snapshot of what people are feeling at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what you've been saying is, Ticketmaster or whoever has that fallback of, well, if it's going to be rescheduled, we get to keep your money. You know, because there's a bunch of concert tickets I've had for events that are postponed, and I'm not going to get that money back until the event is totally canceled. Because if I had two concerts I was going to go to in April that are still at some point planned to be rescheduled, so they've got that money, and I can't get it back. So, I don't know. And I want those events to happen, so I'm not going to really pursue to get the money back. I hope that I just get to go when they actually happen. But unless it's totally canceled, I don't think Ticketmaster's under any obligation to return the money, which is what makes it so tough to commit.
The 312 texter, Jay, says Cubs season tickets are only refunding through May, and they offered a 5% credit to next year if you don't refund.
It's not a bad deal. I mean, 5% for that much, if you're talking season tickets, that's a significant amount of money.
Yeah, that's a decent amount, but then they're also, it's in this particular economic climate, the gain, the upside of holding on to money, money is so inexpensive and interest rates are so low. It has to be in massive, massive volume to get any actual benefit and to incentivize somebody to let you hang on to their money, other than just, you know, any more money is good money. It's not like we're sitting at, you know, 5% or even 3% prime rate. And so I guess there's something. It just shows you that any money, having some money, is better than none. And that's just basic business principle, I would imagine. Wow. So when we come back, I want to transition over to a little bit of baseball, because there is some fantastic sound from the Fenway Rundown podcast. They talked to Red Sox pitcher Colin McHugh, who is, I believe he is their union rep and has been on calls regarding baseball's plan. I guess we should call it their plan of a plan to facilitate the reopening, that they have clouds of dates that they're looking at. But there's something that he brings up here about the way players might be looking at this. And it's fascinating stuff from a really smart guy. And we'll be talking to a lot of smart baseball people today. Cody Decker is going to be joining us at 10. We'll do some of this stuff with him and have some fun with this video series that he's put together. And also, Ian Happ's going to check in from the compound at 11. We'll find out how those guys are doing. I just watched the latest episode, and I can only imagine what being in a house with Dakota Mekis must be like. We're gonna talk to him about that. Also, Len Casper is going to touch base at 11:40 as well. It is a can't-miss midday midway at 10:40. I'm going to play something that absolutely, it was literal laugh out loud. It is on brand for us, and it will absolutely make your day. And I don't promise that lightly. But when we come back, I want you to hear some thoughts from MLB's Colin McHugh about a potential return for baseball. That's straight ahead on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs fans, while you're stuck at home, we're re-airing classic regular season Cubs games from the 2016 championship season. It all kicks off Saturday, starting at 2 p.m. We take you back to July 31st, 2016, Cubs versus Mariners. The Cubs find themselves down by 6 runs, tie it up in the bottom of the ninth, and win the game in the 12th thanks to a perfect squeeze bunt from John Lester.
Lester is going to bunt. It's out in front of the plate. Here comes Hayward. He scores!
Relive some of the greatest moments in Cubs history from 2016 this Saturday at 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs. Brought to you by Xfinity, Wintrust, Hefty Trash Bags, The Village of New Lenox, Marathon, Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Funkaway Odor Eliminator, and Loyola Medicine.
This segment is brought to you by AmeriPro Roofing. Standards through the roof.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? I think you are. Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream, because you can quickly roll your balances from multiple credit cards into one single monthly loan payment. And check out these numbers. Your rate can be as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. You compare that to the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR. That's where your savings lies. And there are absolutely no fees. The application couldn't be easier. It is 100% online. You can get your money as soon as the day you apply. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. Here is what one very satisfied customer said. He said, I needed to get a debt consolidation. I heard about the service on the radio. I checked it out, decided to go with it. Couldn't be happier. It really was that easy to apply. I got my money right away, and the payment options were great. Well, that can be you. You can apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. And the only way to get this discount is because you're listening. You can go to lightstream.com/DanB. It's LIGHTSTREAM.com/DanB.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/DanB for more information.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This model is not the norm, it's the new norm. You know, we're going to have a new Amerishake. We're going to put our hands over our heart, not our head. That'll be a way of greeting. Or it's no longer going to be the touching process. And so we have a lot of new dynamics to go through, but when we look at this virus and look at the low mortality rates and what we can do safely, certainly I think MLB players can lead the way to give America a solution and data and a method that maybe other employers can use as they bring their employees back and create kind of a functional isolation that allows us to address the public health issue and also the social determinants of health issue.
That's Scott Boras. I certainly did not agree with him on much of what he said on The Score on April 25th regarding his ideas of how baseball could come back and the cherry-picked scientific information that he used to try to justify that. I do agree with him, however, on the fact that I think handshaking is over. I think our kids are going to have to explain to their kids that there was once a time when we would act out an ancient ritual of proving one was not armed and showing your bare hand and sharing your bare hand in a way to say, I don't have a sword, I don't have a dagger or a derringer, and I am unarmed. And the fact that we still do that, where the Asian cultures were so far ahead of us with understanding the use of the ceremonial and symbolic bow, I think we'll be doing something like that, or like he says, a hand across the heart or a fist bump to one's heart, and there's going to be something other then even elbow bumping, fist bumping, that touching is not going to be there. The other things I think are going to be gone, salad bars. Because the hot bar at Mariano's, the salad bar at Jewel, and all that idea of, oh, let's sneeze on everybody's food. This whole showing up for brunch, and there's all, you know, and one of my favorite things in the world is the giant chafing dish full of bacon. I think there's going to be some people in the food delivery industry that are going to find new ways for us to share some of these meals, because I think it's going to be a long time before we're enjoying a big old breakfast buffet somewhere. Boston Red Sox right-hander Colin McHugh was on the Fenway Rundown podcast on Mass Live. And this is a really bright and informed guy. I want you to listen closely to what he's saying right here, because he's talking about the safety risks and how players are looking at some of these potential risks.
I'm probably in the minority here because I see baseball for what it is, which is an amazing game, but it's not an essential activity. You know, yeah. It really, we've got a lot of things going on in this world that we need to happen and we need to get going and we need to do it in a safe manner. And it's going to be really hard to get the risk level down to zero, no matter what we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as this virus is still out there and as long as we don't have a treatment or vaccine, there's going to be risk inherent in leaving your house. And so for me, as a Major League Baseball player, as a husband, as a father, I want to make sure that I'm protecting myself, protecting my family first and foremost. And I think that's going to ultimately come down to a few things. Number one, it's going to be testing, making sure that we have access to consistent, accurate testing, you know, maybe as often as twice a week. If we're going to end up playing and trying to create this kind of major league bubble to keep guys under, it's going to have to be rigorous and it's going to have to be consistent. And I know that MLB is working on that on their side. I know that the Players Association has a lot of say in what ends up happening here as well. So I think, you know, where I was on the conference call the other day with some guys from the PA and trying to think through some situations and talk to some experts in the field of epidemiology and figure out where we're going to go and what it's going to take for us to open up this game. And like you said, there's a lot of things that don't make a lot of sense for starting up a baseball season right now, especially with everything else that's still yet to be opened up. But I feel confident. I feel pretty confident that we're going to get baseball in this year, competitive baseball. What that's going to look like is still yet to be seen. And I think as a fan myself, I want to keep an open mind as to what that can look like. You know, I think we could probably take this as a chance to do some experimenting and to see what realignment looks like, or see what a shortened season or an extended playoffs or whatever you want to say looks like, and maybe make some good out of this.
Do you think there's a world in which whatever the season looks like, there's players who just say, no, I'm not doing it. I'm staying home and I'm not leaving my family if this is still going on?
You know, that's a sincere possibility. You know, we've got, like I said, I'm a husband and a father, and there are many guys in the league with underlying conditions, you know, with pre-existing conditions, like guys with diabetes, guys with heart arrhythmias, you know, you look at our coaching staffs, there's tons of guys over 65, the umpires, there's a lot of guys over 65. So when you're talking about the risk factors here, you know, there's going to be some guys who are going to sincerely have to weigh the risks of what it's going to take for me to come back versus staying at home. And we're in a situation right now where you can't make this mandatory. You know, you can't tell a guy you have to come play or else your roster spot's not going to be here when you want to come back. You can't tell a guy to risk his life and the life of his family and the life of, you know, anybody who he chooses to be around to come play this game. And so, there's probably going to have to be some waivers signed and whatever else you need to have done to make guys feel comfortable coming back. And then, you know, MLB and the teams are going to have to do everything in their power to make sure that we go about this the best way possible and don't just start playing games, but really set an example of how to do this and how to do this well and how to do this safely.
So could you see, you know, do you think your bar for going and playing is going to be higher than most guys when you make that consideration?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, for me, I want to make sure that we are not just doing right by ourselves and by our fans, but doing right by the rest of the country. And for the, by the rest of the world, for that matter, we have fans all over the world who are looking to, looking at us and looking to us to play a game for their entertainment, but do it responsibly. And, you know, we're seeing what's happening in Korea right now, how they've been able to open up the game and start playing baseball. And I think we're going to take a lot of cues from them. But our situation is going to be different. It's going to be the epidemic or the pandemic in our country is different than it was and different than they contained it in South Korea. So for us, it's going to look like taking on probably a little bit more risk to make these games happen. And for me, I just don't think we're there yet.
I think at this point, no longer the most likely plan, but the Arizona plan and everything that was talked about with that huge backlash from a lot of guys that did not want to quarantine away from their family for months at a time. Safe to say that you would not be up for that.
Yeah, that was a non-starter for me.
Yeah. And do you think that's something that was shared by the majority of players?
It's hard to say. I don't think anybody took a real poll there.
Yeah.
But I think MLB kind of leaked it as a focus group, if you will, via social media. And, you know, the response they got was it was pretty undeniable. I think that guys were not interested in coming back in a situation in which their lives are having to turn upside down once again in order to play a game that really is not essential right now. There are more things that we need to get done before we can play a baseball game.
That's excellent stuff from Boston Red Sox starter Colin McHugh talking about the relative importance of baseball from the perspective of, I don't know, an actual baseball player. And to hear the lack of desire necessarily to be compelled to do something if they find it unsafe. Now, here's what's really important that you understand here. And it's really important that you're mindful and aware of this. We're going to talk to Cody Decker and have some fun with him in just a second. But when you hear him, and when you hear him talk about how you can't make it mandatory for us to come back and do this, he's lucky, and most major league players are lucky enough, we believe, to at least have enough of a rainy day fund for their families. They've got health insurance. There are people in some states, namely, specifically off the top of my head, Georgia, Iowa, and Nebraska, who are being told that they must come back to work, that when their industries, whatever they may be, that when their industries open, that they must come back to work or they are not allowed to collect unemployment. In Ohio recently, this happened, and the state legislature just set up a website so companies could name names, report people who didn't feel safe coming back to work, type their name into a state database so they could be immediately purged from the unemployment rolls and immediately stop receiving benefits because they were afraid of coming back to work. And this is simply based on the states wanting to get out from underneath this commitment because these are people about whom they don't care as much. Same with the meat packers and people who are in other large factories where COVID is running rampant in some rural areas and really decimating rural populations in some far-flung areas, that when you hear that Major League Baseball players are lucky in that they have a union that is can negotiate, you know, we can take the position that we may not want to come back. We may want to opt out. They are lucky that at this point they probably can, where there are a lot of endangered people and generally in many of the industries for which are being compelled to do this, these are marginalized communities, these are communities of color who are being forced to work and forced to endanger their health and the health of their families simply so they can continue living, lest they be taken off the rolls of unemployment, which the states are only doing grudgingly. And it's terribly, terribly sad, and it's happening more and more every day. Know what's going on in Georgia, Iowa, Nebraska, in some cases in Florida as well. So just be mindful of those people. It's one thing when we talk about baseball players and everything they're going through, and of course they're people too, but they're people without that same kind of power and without resources that are doing things that are remain important to us every day, who don't get any credit and who aren't thought of enough as full-fledged human beings in this sad pandemic. Cody Decker, the former major leaguer and co-host of the Swings and Misses podcast on radio.com, is going to join us next. We'll find out what his angle is as a recent former player, how he would be thinking about some of this stuff. And he's doing Daddy's drunken movie reviews. He's literally getting his father drunk, showing him movies, and then having him review the movies. He's done Back to the Future, and in honor of Cinco de Mayo, they did Three Amigos, and it was awesome. So we're going to talk to him about that next on The Score.
The NFL schedule will be released tonight. Football fans,